Okay, I just wanted to mention one thing. First, I wanted to talk about a different area, but I just wanted to mention one thing first on this week's, last week and this week, you know, on the concept of Noach, the difference between Noach and Avram. Okay, because I heard many things said, and people say many things about that, and you have to be careful. You know, I mean, everybody, for some reason, people always want to put down Noach. I don't know why. Torah says, Ish sadik tamim haya v'derosa v'esolakim misalach Noach. And it seems you can hardly give a bigger shevach than that. So the pasuk says, so once again, so the pasuk says, Noach ish sadik tamim haya v'derosa v'esolakim misalach Noach. So it seemed that the pasuk says Noach ish sadik tamim v'derosa v'esolakim misalach Noach. So it's the highest shevach, esolakim misalach Noach. I mean, can't say a bigger shevach than that. But people always feel, you know, it becomes like a personal kind of an issue, like where our favorite is Avram. And Noach is for the rest of the world, so try to make light of him and to make Avram the one, which is in a way true, but it's you got to be careful how you do it. I mean, what you say, because the pasuk is made on Noach that he was on the highest level. The pasuk says, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ish Tzadik Tamim. You can't say better than that. So the Ramban really explains it. Very interesting Ramban about Noach. What does it mean? Ish tzadik tamim haya. So he says, Yazkir akosuv shoya zakai v'sholem b'tzidko. He was a zakai and zakai b'din and sholem b'tzidko and perfect in his tzidkus. Lodia, to let you know, sheroi lehi notzel min ha-mabel. She'ein lo onish klal. He didn't deserve any onish. Ki hu tomim b'tzedek. He was complete in his righteousness. Ki ha-tzadik hu ha-zakai b'din. Hefech ha-rasha. K'mo she'omo v'tzdiku es ha-tzadik v'yeshu es ha-rasha. V'chein v'ato tzadik al kol ha-bo'alenu. Ki emes ha-siso. V'chein b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. Okay. So he means that the term tzadik means that tzadik, means that tzadik bedin, which means he is virtuous, and he's virtuous, not only does the pasuk want to say he's virtuous, want to say he's completely virtuous. Sholem b'tzidko. But the idea of a tzadik really is, it's misconstrued. What the Ramban is saying, when people often say, oh, that person's a tzadik. They don't really, what they mean is that they really, what they're trying to say, the closest word would be a chassid. You know, because tzaddik means that he's a tzaddik b'din. Okay? The term tzaddik means a tzaddik b'din. It means that he's virtuous, he's just, and therefore he is deserving of a good din. And that's what the Ramban says, the pasuk is saying about Noach. It's telling you that shelodia sheroi li notzel min amabu she'ein lo onish klal. Okay, she'ein lo onish klal. What so why does the Torah telling you this? I mean, what's what's Ramban really saying? He says she'ein lo onish klal. I mean, lodia sheroi li notzel min amabu she'ein lo onish klal. What's the Ramban's talking a lot, so he's trying to convey an idea. He's trying to convey an idea. Okay.
He wasn't saved by default.
That's correct. It means to say he wasn't the best of the people. It wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed someone that could save the world, so he picked Noach because he was the best. You see? No. Noach really was deserving intrinsically to be saved from the Mabul. He didn't deserve to be, according to absolute justice, he didn't deserve to suffer the fate of the Mabul. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the best one. in order that the world should be niskayim. No, not true, because that's not midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Drachav Mishpat. So it means that if Noach was saved, so it means that it's on his own merit, because he truly did not deserve to go down with the marble. And he deserved to survive, because he was a tzaddik tana. That's what it means. Ein bo onish klal. That's what the pasuk is telling you. And not, you shouldn't think that it's just a practical matter, that because the world had to exist, so that's why Noach was the best one. He was the one that would be able to do it. That's not the way God's judgment works. So Noach exercised his bechira 100%, and because he exercised his bechira properly, that's why his din was such that he was saved, you see. And if he wouldn't have exercised his bechira properly, then the whole world would not be niskayim. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's what the pasuk is saying. That's the idea of the pasuk saying. So the Ramban continues, and the Ramban says that he says that's what the word tzaddik really means. Tzaddik means that v'tzdiku es tzaddik. It means that he is virtuous, and he's just, and he's deserving of a just judgment, and which means in this case li nutzel min amavol. It's interesting. So the Ramban says aval ba'avram she'amal laso tzedaka on mishpat. He says over there the word tzedaka doesn't mean justice, because it says tzedaka o mishpat. So Ramban wants to show that sometimes the word means, like he's saying up till now, it means virtuous, but sometimes it has a different meaning. Laso tzedaka o mishpat. What does that mean? He says shibach oso b'tzedek shehu hamishpat uverachamim shehi atzdaka. So he says over there it means something different. Over there when it says tzedaka o mishpat, mishpat means God's judgment, but tzedaka really means chesed, means midas rachamim. So the word sometimes means, if it says just tzaddik, it means in terms of his justness. But if it says tzedaka o mishpat, so then it means, mishpat means the judgment, and tzedaka means midas harachamim. Okay. That's what the Rambam, he just wants to show you that the lashon is not always the same. The word doesn't always mean the same thing. Now he goes back. He says like this. V'Rebbe Avraham Amar, tzaddik b'masov tomim b'libo. Okay, so tzaddik b'masov means in his actions he was a tzaddik, he was virtuous. And tumim belibo means in his internal world, in his mind, he was complete, he was perfect. Okay, v'achar she'omar shehu ish tzaddik einenu ish chomos u'mashchis darko kivnei doro hachayovim. And after the pasuk mentions that he was not an evil person, he's a tzaddik, he says, "Kibnei dar ha'chayavim." Omar shehoyo mishalech es Hashem hanichbad. So he says, you know, as the Ramban is concerned with why it says Noachish tzaddik tamim hoye b'darosav. Then it says es olakim mishalech noach. So why does it have to go on to say es olakim mishalech noach? Okay. So first, the Ramban says that the pasuk is broken up into two components. The first part of the pasuk is telling you that he's virtuous, because in terms of the din, because it wants to tell you the idea that he truly deserved not to suffer the fate of the mabul in any way. He didn't deserve any onesh at all. But now the pasuk is telling you something else about him. Omar shoyim mishalech es Hashem hanechbad. Now it's telling you about his virtue. It's just telling you he didn't deserve the din of the mabul. He didn't deserve the din at all. So that's Vitzdikos Atzadik Vishios of Russia. And now it's telling you more. It's telling you in specific about him, in what way his greatness was expressed. Es holikim is Alach Noach. So Ramban says like this. He says, Omar Shoyim es Halech es Hashem HaNichbod Liyira Oso Levado, that he feared only God. He says, "Einenu nifte acharei hovrei shamayim u'menachesh va'one, the kol shkein achrei avodah zarah, ve'einenu shomei Elohim klal. So the Ramban says that he was yorei es Hashem levado, and he wasn't influenced in any way after the Hovrei HaShemayim, the people that ascribe powers to heavenly forces, or Menachesh Va'onein, or any kind of superstition, or any kind of false ideas. The Kol Shkein HaVodah Zarah, of course. Ve'ineni Shomei Elohim Klal. And he had the ability to stand on his own and not listen, not be influenced at all by the Anshei Dorah.
Not included in
tzaddik. Well, one second. Rock, see, rock b'shem levado hu dovek tamid. B'shem levado hu dovek tamid. Okay. Esolakim, that's what the Ramban says. Esolakim hishalach. Hishalach means he's walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? It means his ideas are constantly only with God. That's the highest level. It wasn't, so the first part, if we just said the first part of the Pasuk, which is Tzadik Tamayi B'Doroso, so that would mean he's Tzadik B'Din. It's true that in Din, he didn't deserve the fate of the Mabul, and therefore God's justice was that he shouldn't be included in the Gzerah. But now it's expanding on the nature of this man's perfection. Because one thing is not telling the other. Could be he didn't deserve the fate of the Mabul. Who says he was such a great, how great he was, what was the nature of his greatness? That's a separate parasha, it's a separate idea. So that's what the Ramban is explaining with Esolakim Esalach Noach. That ain't a niftach rehover shemayim, he wasn't influenced by them at all, and any kind of superstition, and Eina Shemelem Klal, which means they had absolutely zero influence on him. It means a person can have the right ideas, but he caves in once in a while. I mean, he's influenced, but basically he's good. But when it comes to interactions with human beings, people fail. They fall short. I mean, they could give in to a small degree. So that's what the Ramban says. He didn't have any weakness at all. Eina shemei lehem klal, rak b'shem levada hu dovek tamid. Not only that, but he's constantly engaged in the correct idea of God, you see, and involved constantly in true metaphysical ideas. That's what the Ramban is saying. B'anayach. V'holeich b'derech asher bocha Hashem. And he follows the way that God chose, O Asher Yoro so, or the way that God taught him. Okay? Ramban says, Ki Navi Hoya, because he was a Navi. So it means that he not only reached a level where he was constantly involved in the Avas Hashem, but he also reached a level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him. Because he was a Navi, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated to him ideas that he himself was unable to attain through his own intellect, but God assisted him and gave him more knowledge and taught him how to do things. He instructed him, and he followed the instruction. Okay, Ki Navi Haya, because he was a Navi. Okay. V'zeh ketam, and this is just like the idea. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu v'oso siro. Like the pasuk is later is mitzvah kol yisro. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu v'oso siro. Hanemar barachokas hamisnabe la'avod avodah zarah. V'nosei nosim ofes. Where the Torah says that is the test where the Navi Sheker gives an osim ofes and it's frightening suddenly. Maybe there's something to what he's saying, but the test is that the individual knows, Kasher Farish, which means that the person has to be Tomim in Hashem, means his ideas must be correct, and he must have full confidence in these ideas, And therefore, the osumophase doesn't affect them at all, because it can't shake the sound foundation of his true ideas of God. So the osumophase doesn't bother him, doesn't affect him. He says, like the pasuk says, im yeh tamen deos imi. So tamen deos means not simply that he follows Hashem, but it means it's based on his das, on his knowledge. And his knowledge, like Ramban explains, that once that the individual, at once the Klal Yisrael from Maamar Har Sinai knows what the truth is, and that truth is unshakable. So even though the osumophase happens, it doesn't affect them at all. Okay, he says that's the same idea by Noach. V'hine, he says, achar shehoya Noach tzaddik, ve'einenu roi le'onesh. And since Noah was this kind of an individual, this kind of a tzaddik, it's the highest level of a human being. Gambonov ubeso ru'uyim lihinotzel bischuso, Ramban says. So his children and his household were also fit to be saved because of him. So again, the Ramban is saying, don't think that they were saved because somebody had to repopulate the world. That's not the reason. The reason is because of absolute mishpat. He says, ki hoya onesh olav im yikare zaro. Because of his schus, they were saved. Because one, he says, two possibilities. One is because it would be an onesh to him if his zera was destroyed, so that's midas hakadosh baruch hu kol derach of mishpat. O yomar, or the pasuk is saying ki hu tzadik shalem the gambonavu beso tzadikim. Or the pasuk means to say not that they were saved in his chus, that would be an onesh to him, but on the contrary they were also tzadikim. Why? Ki hu limdom, because he taught them. He must have taught them. Ki inyin shekosev, just like the pasuk says by Avram Avinu, ki yidativ leman asher yitzaveh es bonav es beiso achrov v'shamru derech Hashem lasa tzedakah mishpat. So it says just like it says by Avram that Avram Avinu was a tzaddik, and therefore he was mitzaveh bonav beiso achrov. So he says we can assume the same thing by Noach, that since he was a Navi Hashem, and he was on the highest level, so it stands to reason that a person on that level would be mitzaves, bonaves, beso achrov, to follow in the same derech Hashem. So we can assume that they too were tzaddikim. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. So it's an amazing Ramban. I mean, the Ramban really says, I mean, basically, that he gives, not simply a small individual, but Noach was on the highest level of perfection, the level of perfection that the Torah demands, and he was a tamim deos and his ideas perfect, and Navi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him, and he followed the Derech Hashem, and also he taught Bonavu Beso Achrov, Lishmor as Derech Hashem. So, of course, the question is, everybody's always bothered the question, so what's the difference between him and Avram Avinu? And Avram Avinu. So... What's that?
May Noah.
What do you mean, Noah?
Yeshayahu.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect, but that's not an explanation from Diak and the Pasuk Himei Noach that it had to do with him. These are separate Diukim in Pesukim. I mean, I'm talking Pshuta Kamashmo. Plain, let's understand plain. Here you see he was on the highest level of perfection, not only himself, but just like the Ramban says, just like the Pasuk said about Avram Avinu. Ki dativ l'mano sheyitzav es bonav es beso achor v'shamu derech Hashem. So what's the difference between Noach and between Avram Avinu? What is the difference? There is a difference. So I think the Ramban gives the answer later in Bereishis Yudches, when the Ramban explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Avram about Sodom, HaMachasanim Avram Es Asher Ani Yosef Avram Hoyi L'Goy Gadol. Okay, Ki Yidatev L'man Ashi Yitzav Es Bonim Es Beis HaAchrav, on that very pasuk. So the Ramban says the following. Short, I'm just taking the end of the Ramban. Pasuk Yudches, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Yudches. So the Ramban says like this. First Ramban gives the reason why, but he says an interesting thing. He says, Ki Yadati Bo Shehu Makir V'Yodeya. Ramban says about Avram, that the Pasuk says, Ki Yadati, God says, Shehu Makir V'Yodeya She'ani Hashem Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Okay, Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Klomar, She'ani Osem Mishpat Rak B'Tzedakah. Ulekach yitzaves bonavu beso achrav lechos darko. What does Ramban mean over here? Ulekach yitzaves bonav ves beso achrav lechos darko. What does Ramban mean? What is a lekach? So I'll come back to that. But he says an interesting thing. I'll come back to the lekach. But he says interesting. He says vehine im bederach tzedako mishpat yifteru. If through a way of tzedakah mishpat the anshei Sodom will become putter, yispal lafanei lahanichem, so let him be mispal before me to leave them alone, let them exist. V'tov adavar, and it'd be very good. V'im chayovinim, and legamri, and if they really are chayiv, gamhu yachpos b'mishpatam. Then he too will be happy that they're destroyed. Okay. V'lochein roi sheyovel b'sod Hashem. Interesting. So Ramban again takes away the common notions that people have when they read the Torah. Like the common notion that Noach was not a big tzaddik. And over here, the common notion that people have that Avraham Avinu was just a nice person trying to save Sodom. No, Ramban says not true. Ramban says, v'im chayovinim, and if they are chayiv, Legamri gamhu yachpos mishpata. Then he also, Avram will also be happy that they're destroyed, because he wants mishpat Hashem. He says, "V'lochein roi sheyovo b'sod Hashem." Okay, that's what the Ramban says. So he dispels the idea that most people have that Avram Avinu just wanted, for some reason, to save Sodom. No, it's not true. He didn't want to save Sodom. He wanted to understand the mishpat Hashem. And if the Mishpat Hashem is that the Rishayim Gemurim and have to be destroyed, he's happy that Mishpat should be executed. Okay. But let's get back to what I said before. What does it say? Ki yadati bo shu makir v'yodeya shani Hashem oi sdoko mishpat, klomar shani yosem mishpat rak b'tzdoko, ulekach yitzaves bonov u'beso achrov lechos darko. What does he mean? What's a lekach? What is a lekach? The lekach is... Because he's makir v'yodeya she'ani Hashem ohev tzedakah mishpat. It means that he really understands that God loves tzedakah mishpat. And because that's a reality before God, so that's why he is ohez in that derech, and that's why he's mitzava bonav u'beso achrav. Okay? That's an interesting idea. What the Ramban is saying is that he had a separate idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being an Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. Being an Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. He had knowledge of that realm. It's like the Rambam said in the end of the Mor Nevuchim, like the Navi says, that Kim Bezos HaLamasal HaSkel V'Yadoa Osi means that the only thing a person can feel proud about is haskel v'yadosi, not his chachma, not his learning, not his strength, but only haskel v'yadosi, that he has knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam points out it doesn't stop there. Ki ani Hashem ohev tzedakah mishpat, osa chesed mishpat tzedakah ba'aretz, ki be'elo chafatzni nomar Hashem. So the Ramban is saying that Avram Avinu had that Yediyas Hashem. The Yediyas Hashem in the realm of how God executes tzedakah or mishpat. That's a different realm of yediyah. It's a different realm of yediyah, and it's a different pursuit of yediyah. It's a different pursuit of yediyah, and it's the ultimate yediyas Hashem. So a person, there's where you see the Torah differentiates between Noach and between Avraham Avinu. There you see in the Psukim the difference. That in Noach's yediyas Hashem was 100%. And his yediyas Hashem, he wasn't lacking. And there wasn't the slightest influence from the people who were superstitious in his time, that they followed superstition and avodah zarah and false ideas, but he wasn't influenced at all in that realm. He was a tzaddik tamim b'deos, and because of that he was zochet nevoah. But there's one higher level, and that is a level of Yediyas Hashem where the person is Choker V'Doresh. He has to be on the level to do that. You know, not everybody's on that level. First, he has to have the first level. But after the person attains the first level, then there's a further level, and that's a level where the person is Choker V'Doresh in the Derech Hashem in terms of Mishpat Tzedakah. You see, like the Ramban writes in the Shara Gemol, that in itself, you see, is a whole realm of investigation. And not a realm of investigation because a person is troubled why this happened to him or why something happened to somebody else. That's a personal thing. That's the Hamon Am is concerned with that. But it means a person that is really has Avas Hashem and reaches a level where he's choker v'doresh and wants to understand, has a desire and a love to understand the Mishpat Hashem. That's really ultimately what Moshe Rabbeinu was masik. That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Modiyah the Dark Hashem, the Yugimu Midos. But that was because he had a love and a desire to have an understanding of the Mishpat Hashem. See, it's a different level of a choker, a different level of a choker of a doresh as Hashem. So for most people, they have very little interest in that. I mean, except if it's a personal thing. Or if it's a kasha, it might not be a personal thing, but it's a question. They don't understand how this could happen. But that's simply an interest of the Hamon Am. But Noach, you see, Noach did not enter into that realm. He didn't enter into that realm. Mishpat Hashem, he accepted Mishpat Hashem, and he knew Mishpat Hashem because, after all, he was one that existed in a time where there was a serious Mishpat Hashem, the most serious nature, and he saw Mishpat Hashem, and he understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, but it's a different kind of a thing. To simply say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, and he pursued Yediyas Hashem in terms of the correct idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be involved in Chachmas Hashem, but in terms of the pursuit of Yediyah and Mishpat Hashem, that he didn't have. It's a different level of existence, you see. Avraham Avinu was the one that had that level. He attained that level. That he pursued, like the Ramban says in the Shara Gemol, a person has to. Sure, when a person reaches a certain level of Yisrael, he has to pursue and have a desire to understand the Mishpat Hashem because of his desire for Yediyas Hashem. Not because of personal issues. Because of his desire of Yediyas Hashem. So Avraham Avinu was the one that pursued that, and that's why, because that's Ki Yedativ. Because he attained that level where he was a person that had a desire and Avas Hashem, which expressed itself into the realm of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is don the world, the Mishpat Hashem, and that came from his Avas Hashem. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, like the Ramban says, V'lachein roi sheyavo besod Hashem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he's the one that is fitting to include into the sod of the Mishpat of Saddam. Not because he simply wanted to save Saddam, but because he wanted to understand he was on the level. Ki yedatev l'mana sheyetzav es bonav es beiso achra v'shamar derech HaShem l'asas daka mishpat, because he had that level of Yedias HaShem. So therefore, he's the one that's roi l'kanes besod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him in to the sod of how his mishpat works in the case of Saddam. And he explained to him his mishpat. And he attained a deeper knowledge of Mishpat Hashem, Lasos Dakal Mishpat. And this was because he pursued it. Because he pursued it l'shma. He pursued it for its own sake. Not because he was troubled. Because he pursued it because of its own sake of Yedias Hashem. That's really what the Navi says. And that's what the Rambam says in the end of the Maran Avochim, what the Rambam explains. Is not enough. Haskel v'yadosi was neyach. Neyach had it. Mishpat was not for him. Except, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. I mean, there's no question in his mind. His Yedias Hashem was 100%. But did he have a desire to pursue how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done and what his Mishpat is and what Tzedakah is and what Tzedakah Mishpat is? He wasn't in that realm. And that was really the difference between Nayach and between Avram Avinu. A different level. It's not something that is an answer that's appealing to the Hamon Am, because you have to be on the level to perceive what these two things are. And for us, it strikes a blank. You see, because like it's not something which tugs on our emotions, because you have to be on a level of chachma. But what we can know is that there is such a category where a person is engaged in avas Hashem, where that avas Hashem ultimately leads him to investigate and have a desire and understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done the olam. It's a different realm. And like I said, it's not because of personal reasons. That's everybody. That's the Hamon Am. How could this happen to me? How somebody else? All different kashis. How could this happen? How could that happen? That's a different kind of an investigation. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that Iyuv, who has the Sefer Iyuv, which is the Sefer of that investigation, it really starts off because he was troubled. It was a personal thing. That how could it happen to him? And he knew that he was a tzaddik. It's like the Ramban says, Moshe was a mashal, but the mashal that was given was a mashal of an individual who was straight, and therefore, if you ask the question, you could always say, well, who knows if he was a tzaddik? Who knows if he was a tzaddik? Maybe he wasn't a tzaddik. So the Ramban said, that's what the friend said. So the Ramban says, that's why the Sefer was written. Some say Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer. Sefer was written in a way where the individual who was questioning knew himself, and he was honest with himself, and he had a right to say that he was a tzaddik, you see. So that's why the Sefer was written in that manner. But the Rambam explains that the Sefer is really an unraveling and a development, where he first was, it doesn't say in the beginning he was a chacham, says Tam v'yoshev irei l'kim. So he was honest and he had yediyah about himself, and he wasn't fooling himself, but he wasn't really on the level of a chacham, and the whole Sefer is an unraveling and a development of how eventually he became a totally different individual. And he rose above the level that he started with. So the level he started with was a personal level. But in the end of the Sefer, by the time he reached the end of the Sefer, he became a different kind of an individual. He was just truly concerned with understanding the ideas, l'shma, and not because of his own situation. So that's the difference. But by Avram Avinu, it wasn't because of his own situation. It was l'shma, because of his cheshek to have Yedias Hashem. And the cheshek for Yedias Hashem expresses itself in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done. The Darchei Hashem. Noach didn't have that. Noach was a tzaddik tamim. His Yedias Hashem was complete 100%. But and he knew that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is just. but he wasn't on a level where his Avas Hashem led him into the realm of Chakira and Drisha in Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done. He wasn't on that level. That was only Avram Avinu. That is the definitive difference between Noach and between Avram Avinu. But it's important to recognize the level of Noach. I mean, it's important to recognize it can't take away. It's not correct to try to take away from Noach. Noach's level was on the highest level, like the Ramban says, the highest level of Adias Hashem that the Torah instructs. That nothing influenced him whatsoever, because his emunah b'Hashem and his Adias Hashem was perfect. Ish tzadik tamim, and he reached the level of a navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated with him through Nevuah. And he taught him, and he followed everything. He followed everything that he learned through Nevuah. And there was an individual on the highest level. But there is a different realm. Which for us, like I said, for us it doesn't strike a chord because we're not on the first level. So it doesn't strike a chord emotionally. But just because it doesn't strike a chord emotionally, shouldn't prevent an individual from recognizing that there is such a category, and that category is found in the greatest of individuals, Avram Avinu. Okay. Yeah. That's good. You're right. I mean, afterwards it says Vayashkev Alpanesnel Amor. I mean that he looked into it. He looked into it. He saw deeper into the din. Noach, that's a good point. By Noach, it doesn't say that he looked into the din. It doesn't say. On the contrary, he was despondent about what happened, and he and Vayishmin Ayayin Vayishka, and he became drunk. But he couldn't. His area was not to understand the din. That's correct. That's a good raya. Yeah.
Or is the idea that because he was, would that have made a difference?
That's getting into Meinach, right?
Yeah, that's getting into Meinach. Then that you could say is what I mentioned, Meinach. That what Chazal perhaps mean is that were he on the level where he, and that's another thing. Like everybody says, Noach didn't try to save anybody. He wasn't mochiach the door. Yeah, but you just can't say that. I mean, what do you mean? He's an ish sadik tamim. The Torah is made on him. So lekim yisalach Noach. I mean, so he just didn't care about anybody. What kind of a perfected individual is that? Today you have plenty of people that are gomle chasadim. I say they're bigger than Noach. So what's the pshat? But according to what we're saying, the pshat is very good. It doesn't mean simply he didn't care. What it means is that the real way a person is mora derech is through chachma. And which chachma is that? That chachma is the chachma of Yedias Hashem. And which realm of Yedias Hashem? Not just Yedias Hashem in terms of being makir borei olam insofar as humanly possible, but understanding the midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was misfal. He says, Re'am chagaya zeh. That if I learn the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll be able to save Klal Yisrael. Because I'll have a greater yediyah in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done. And through that yediyah will translate into me being able to help Klal Yisrael in a different way, through a different dimension that I can't do now because I don't have the chachma, I don't have the yediyah. So that's correct. You're right about that. That's what it means when Chazal say he wasn't Kimei Noach Zeisli, means not that he was simply an individual that was a coarse individual, wasn't concerned about Anshei Dora. I mean, you can't say such a thing. And then he's not a Tzadik Tamim. I mean, what it means is that he had not entered into that realm of Yedias Hashem. And since he didn't have that Yedia, he wasn't able to influence Anshei Dora. He wasn't capable of doing that. It wasn't within the realm of his koach, of his abilities. Had he been on a level where he was able to pursue Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would have been able to affect Anshei Dora. Now you could say Kimei Noach Zeisli, how it fits in.
Yeah, I know this
has
become a bit of a side point, but the original.
It's interesting. The Ramban basically, this is what the Ramban says. What?
He wasn't worried about it.
He says like this. Ramban's like this. Bidarosov says, Yesh me rabbasinu shedarshu l'tova. He's quoting Rashi. Kol shkinim hoye bedor shal tzadikim. That he certainly would have been, a tzadik in dor shal tzadikim. Yesh dor shal l'gnai. That only in his door was he considered a tzaddik. Yeah. Vanachon be'enai lefi apshat. He says, the Ramban says, what I think the pshat in the pasuk is, Shehu levado hatzadik bedorosahem. Says, Ish tamim hoya bedorosav means that he alone was the tzaddik. Ain bedorosav tzaddik velo tamim zulasa. Okay. Ramban says the plain shot in the pasuk is not the drasha that Rashi is quoting from Chazal, but the plain shot is ish tzadik tamim bidorosov. It means that he was the only one. Bidorosov means there was nobody else. V'chein, the Ramban supports it because the pasuk says later ki oscho roisi tzadik lefonai bador hazeh she'ein acher bidor roili notzo. That's what the Ramban says. That's the good right, yeah, from the claim shot. Okay. So the Ramban says that the pshat that Rashi's quoting is not pshuto shel mikra. It's not pshuto shel mikra, the Ramban says. Ramban, what?
Either way, actually.
Either way, lignai o l'shvach. Either way, lignai o l'shvach. So the Ramban says, Ramban basically, rejects the pshat. Rejects the pshat, excuse me? In all the generations that he lived. Yeah. That there was no one like him. That he was decided in spite of... I see. You mean throughout the... Until, yeah, because he was... Avram was 58 when Noach was... when Noach was Nefter, right? So I mean that all the way straight through he lives. That's a different shot. But the... that's a different shot. So the Ramban basically that's what the Ramban said. That's the pshuto shel mikra. So why does the Ramban reject the Rashi's? I mean, Rashi's quoting Chazal. Why does Ramban reject it? It's an interesting thing. Ramban many times does it. Many times does it, because it's not pshuto shel mikra. Yeah, go ahead.
What the
Ramban doesn't like, and what Rishonim don't like in general, is to mix up Divrei Agada with Pshuto Shel Mikra. And many people, you know, they grab onto Divrei Agada, and oh, Pshuto Shel Mikra is nothing. I mean, that's like I mentioned before, that people want to favor Avram, so they just put down Noach in a way that's inappropriate. You can't do that. The Ramban is saying that you have to understand when Chazal say something, what the framework of what their statement is. It's important to know. I mean, how you learn a pasuk chumash. So the Ramban is saying to say that that's pshuto shel mikra, that the Torah is mentioning lignai in the pasuk, that that's really what the pasuk is saying. That doesn't make any sense. That's not pshuto shel mikra. So pshuto shel mikra is straight, like the Ramban says, that he was a tzaddik tamim b'deyosov. And the highest level, kinavi hoya, and the highest level of human existence, and in terms of what the Medrash Agada is saying, it's to be understood in a different framework. What does it mean in a different framework? In a different framework means that in terms, if you want to speak in terms of what he was lacking. What he was lacking, he wasn't like Avraham Avinu. He wasn't in that on that plane, which is true. But on the plane he was the highest plane. I mean, you can't make light of what he was. I mean, he's a Navi Hashem. I mean, that's something that everyone looks up to, and everyone would be happy if they were near that level. But what it means is. It's a remez to an idea, and the idea is: did he fulfill his potential, or did he not fulfill his potential? In other words, did Anshe Doro affect him in a way that were he in a different door, he would have reached a greater heights, you see, or not. That's the question. See, that's a question. In other words, what the Ramban is not denying the Medrash Haggadah. See, but that's a different question. That's an extraneous kind of question. Once we know, we have to know what Noach was. That's the first thing. And that's Pshuta Shemikra tells you what it was. That there's no tzaddik like him in his door, nobody like him. And he was on the highest level, Tomim Oya B'Darosov, just like the Pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, and Ramban quotes what the Pasuk by Avram Avinu. It's Halach Lefanev Ayesomim. You can't say the Torah uses the word Tomim over here and the Tomim over there. It has two different meanings. It's not possible. So in terms of the midah of Tamimus in his Devekus B'Yedias Hashem, that he was 100%. And to try to take away from him in that area is to distort what the Torah said. And to say that he was only a relative, relative tzaddik, but he wasn't a real tzaddik, that's against the Pshuto Shamikra. But what the Ramban is saying is there are ideas that revolve around the mikra that are of a different nature. And this is an example of what that is. In other words, once you know what he was objectively, which the Torah explains to us, the level he was on, now the question, you could ask a question. He never reached the level of Avram Avinu. Why was that? Was that because he didn't have the ability to go any further? Or was it because, and if he was in the door of Avram, he wouldn't stand out? Or was it because he didn't have the situation? Because he wasn't raised in he was raised in the door Shor Hashoyim. But if he were raised in a better door, he would have broken through and gone on to a higher level. That's a different kind of a question. See, that's not what the Ramban is explaining. Is you can't use the Medrash to give you Pshuto Shel Mikra when that's not the purpose and the objective of the Medrash. Yeah, you have to understand. There's a different framework. Yes.
How does Ramban understand the previous pasuk? For Noach, it says the indication of chen is not that he's deserving, but chen is always the idea of that yivachmanis.
Ramban takes it up. Ramban says it doesn't mean like we say chen. It doesn't mean like we say chen that he, because that would be unjust. To say why God liked Noach, he just happened to like him, Motzachain, and this person, the other person, God didn't like. So that means there's no mishpat and there's no justice. So then you're distorting kichol drachav mishpat. So the Ramban says, "V'Noach Motzachain b'Ani Hashem shehoyu kol ma'asov lefonov noimuneimim." That all the things that Noach did before God was noimuneimim. He acted in Motzachain. Is derech mashal. It means because everything he did was noev and noim, and he was a tzaddik tomim, so that's why he was zocha to the ashgachas Hashem. See, to ashgachas Hashem. V'chein ki matzah sochein be'enai voidocha b'shem. So Moshe Rabbeinu says the same thing. Ki matzah sochein be'enai voidocha b'shem. Ki derech vayitin chino b'enai sar b'esasoa. Vati esten osay schein b'enai. Because means all the maise of that door. He says it's derech mashal. Over there also it says that the vayisatze valibo. So what it means derech mashal. It means the way they acted, so to speak, was liitzavon. Lefnei Hashem. It means the pasuk is trying to tell you that the ma'isim were royim. Okay, the Omar bo shehoyu lechein be'enov. Okay, va'acha kein siper madua hoya tov lefnei elokim ki hoya tzadik tamim. That's what the Ramban says. That's straight the Ramban. So Ramban is against that pshat. I mean, everybody loves it. No, matzachein is matzachein. What do you mean matzachein? I mean. There's a rhyme and reason for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just pick somebody he likes somebody. That's a Bas Vadam does that. Not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban says Matzachain means why? Because he was his Maisim, because he was a Tzadik Tamim. He was Maisav Hayanoev Enoim. That's what he says. In contradistinction to the, what does Bas say before? The Bas before was talking about La Yodon Ruchi Ba'adam La'olam. Right, the Bishagam Ubasa. Noach Motzachem Bnei Hashem, right? Em Chesed Moshav Brosim Al Pnei Adoma. Me'adam Abahima Ad Remes Varofa Hashemayim Ki Nichamti Ki Asisim V'Noach Motzachem Bnei Hashem. Ramban says that it's showing you the contradistinction. Their Maisim were Royim V'Chatoyim. So therefore, that resulted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the marble. But V'Noach Motzachem Bnei Hashem. But Noach was, his Maisim were Noyim. And then later, and then it goes on, and Ela told us Noach Ish Tzadik Tom explains why he was Matzachain. That's how the Ramban learns, Pshuto Shomekel. So Chain, you can't emphasize the word Chain means it is an expression. It is an expression. But the but what it means is that he was a Tzadik Tomim. That's what the Ramban says. Openly makes that statement. Ramban openly takes care. Ramban's consistent straight through. I would say one thing, why the Lashon Chain in general. The Lashon Chain is because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is Chinam. That's what it means. So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives is Chinam. The Pasuk says, Lo v'rasha v'lo yishalem, a person who's evil, he borrows money and he doesn't pay back. He's not a ganef, won't go steal. But pay back, he feels he deserves it, and for some reason it's more just that the money should be by him than by somebody else. So he has a hard time paying back. That's a Russia. Distorter of justice. But the tzaddik chonein v'nosein, the pasuk says. But a tzaddik is a chonein v'nosein. Means he gives because that's his nature. He's just the opposite. He's not bound by it's not simply because he owes it that he gives it. He's a chonein v'nosein. That's his nature. So the Chazal say tzaddik over there is a reference also to tzaddiko shel olam. It's a medrash that says Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is matnas chinam. So whenever the pasuk says that's why it says v'noach motzachein b'ni Hashem, that's what the Ramban is explaining. Motzachein means because he was deserving. But the term chein by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appropriate because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't owe anybody anything. When he gives because he's a chonein. He's a chonein. At the chonein l'olam das. Malamed l'anashbi. Everything he gives is because of chinam. That's the appropriate expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matana, is chein. That's what Ramban quotes, that by Moshe Ben says also, Kimatzasa chein beina. That's what it means. It's based on the idea of a tzaddik chonein v'nosein. Yes?
Could the idea of the Dorosav be, along with what you're saying, once Avraham made the breakthrough of the Hashem that you're talking about, and that became known as he taught it, and the door changed level, then, in retrospect, if Noah is in that door, he would have learned it too, but if he didn't, it wouldn't have been significant. But at that, he wouldn't have been exceptional. You know, it's not just Avram itself.
You mean the other pshat, Lignai.
Right.
Yeah, Lignai is saying that was his potential. That he completely, Lignai means if he was in the door of Avram, so then he wouldn't be recognized. He wouldn't be any less, but it means say he wouldn't have reached Avram's level. That was his potential. He fulfilled his potential. If you say the other way, you say, no, he had a greater potential, but the door hindered him. That's what the Ramban is saying. That's a different kind of an idea. That's an idea going into why he was the way he was. But first you have to get what he was. What he was, the pasuk explains what he was. You can't take away from what he was. Doesn't mean that if he was basically, he was no good. But because they were so bad, he looked good. That's the wrong pshat. That's not pshuta shel mikra. Because that's not Mishpat Hashem. Mishpat Hashem is, and the Torah wouldn't say, he's ish tzadik tam l'hoya. Esolakim is halach noach. Wouldn't say that about a person. Just happened to be better than the rest. You see, it wasn't a relative, that's what the Ramban is saying, it wasn't a relative status. It was an objective status. He was truly a tzaddik. It wasn't a relative status. Don't make a mistake, that's where you can make a mistake and you look at the drasha, and if you don't understand the context of the drasha, you distort pshuto shel mikra because of the drasha. That's a big mistake in learning. That's what the Ramban is pointing out basically over here. That if you take the pshuto shel mikra before you understand the mikra, and you'll say that the pshuta, now you're going to distort this. So why does it say you're tzaddik tamim? Elokim ishalach noach. So Ramban says you have to have, there's a system of priorities here in thinking. And the first thing is to understand the pshuta shel mikra, the objective the objective statements of the Torah. Then you have a drasha, so you have to understand how that fits in. That's an extreme. There are ideas that revolve around the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Different questions. What was his level? Did he fulfill his potential? These are different kinds of questions. But you can't use such sources to distort the Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's what the Ramban is explaining. And he hits on every one of these, every pasuk, including the one you mentioned, Nachmatz Chaim Ein Hashem. He says that's because of as the Torah will explain why in the next pasuk. Okay?
Was the
Rebbe?
Yes.
I'm just curious, would you be willing to take up, the Chazal, and the Ramban quotes at the beginning of Sheni, of that he was Miktani Amuna.
I was afraid of that one.
And it's funny because Ramban is critical there of that one.
I know, it is. I know, I said Ramban. He doesn't necessarily accept it, but he doesn't reject it. You're right about that. That's a good question. I thought that question. It's a good question. Okay, a whole level. Okay, good. Yeah, go ahead, easy question. Go ahead.
Do you think that the experience of the table was a situation that was designed to bring about, Noah's achieving a higher level, like with Eo? Is it possible that that whole situation he was in there wasn't just,
It's a good question he's asking. I mean, he's asking a good question, but it has to do, I would say the answer has to do with how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done the world, and has done an Adam. Because it would mean that if you're going to say that he really would have been greater, and he was hindered by his door, so that means to say that even a Navi Hashem, sometimes can find himself in a situation where, because of the situation, he's hindered in perfecting himself, and that's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a big finish. That even a person that's on the highest level is a Navi Hashem, and he really would have been able, had he been in a different door, he would have been able to reach greater heights. But that's the Gzeiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he existed in that door, and that's it. And you'll ask me why it is that way. That requires a idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osa Tzedak al Mishpat. But the question is the phenomenon. Is that phenomenon true? It's an informative question. The ones that say that he wouldn't have been, what they're saying is that the Navi Hashem is not hindered. You don't have an instance where a Navi Hashem is hindered because of something that's not his fault. But that's an interesting question. It's a question about Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good question. Yes. Is there a difference between the Idias Hashem of Noach and Shem? Shem Ve'ever? They had a yeshiva, yeah. Right. You see, it's very hard, when the Torah doesn't tell us something, it's very hard to know, like, what was the level of Shem Ve'ever. You have to have Psukim and Chazal and Rishonim to interpret. What we do know about Shem Ve'ever is what the Rambam says about Shem Ve'ever. Why is it called the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever? Why is it called the Yeshiva? What do you mean the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever? You had a sign outside, Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. So the Rambam explains that the idea of the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever was that the derech, see, a yeshiva, the Rambam says, means a place where you think and you analyze. So he said they were the ones that they brought to the world a whole different method of being Doresh Hashem, and that is through thought and speculation and knowledge and understanding. And that's the Yeshiva Shem Weber. Of course, all the people in that generation, they talk about God, like the Ramas. It was simply a religious kind of a thing, and they would go into oratory and speeches and tell stories that they were influenced this way by this force, that force. It was based on charisma, a charismatic method of influencing people. And the Yeshiva of Shem Vayeva was the opposite. Let's understand what we're saying. It was philosophy. It was chachma. It was philosophy's chachma. What? All it says is that Shem, as a matter of fact, Avraham Avinu supported Shem. Why? Because he had the institution that was bringing to the world the idea that in order to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't just go by your emotions and by oratory and by charisma, but you have to go by chachma. So that's why it was called the yeshiva. That was their objective. They established an academy for that purpose. But I mean, Avraham, of course, also taught. There's no, I mean, that was the whole thing. Like Hashem, Avraham, Hashem, Hashem. He taught people as well. But it seems that they had that. That's one thing. Avraham Avinu was the spokesman for Yediyas Hashem, the greatest authority. Nisil Kimat Abasachenu. But they really established a place where anybody could come and wanted to pursue. I mean, Avraham Avinu couldn't. One person can't accomplish everything. Can't do everything. No. I don't think so. It doesn't seem that way. It seems on the contrary. It seems that Avraham Avinu was the greatest authority and the greatest thinker and the greatest chacham and the ones that had the greatest questions would come to Avraham. But it seems that Shem Vayeva established a makom where everyone could come and set up a system of how everyone could be chalker v'darish, and it was a yeshiva. It was a place that. That's correct also. I mean, like I said, it's very difficult to guess. The only thing you know about is what Chazal say. Yes.
But I mean, it says there yeshiva, but also said like kohen, that's why it was miser. So it seems like it's a different approach.
Yeah, but kohen, that's what kohen means. Kohen means the one that serves God. Kohen is that's what kohen means.
Hi, Rabbi.
Yes.
The Yediyas Hashem.
You're right about that. I mean, you're absolutely right about that. Most philosophers are on the Noach level. If they're correct philosophers, like the Rambam praises some of the Greek philosophers, if they're correct philosophers, they're on the Noach level. But we haven't seen anyone go beyond, that's correct, on their own, go beyond that level to the level of Avraham, to be Chokhtar Vidorish in Tzedakah Mishpat. That's correct. So your question is, can you do that without Nevuah? Can a person do that without Nevuah?
Well,
the only thing I would say, what?
I'm asking.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is like this. That in order for a person to be in that realm, he has to arrive at the Yesh Me'ayin. If he doesn't arrive at the Yesh Me'ayin, he's not in the ballpark. He's not in the whole realm. And Avraham Avinu arrived at Yesh Me'ayin on his own. That's what the Rambam says when he talks about Avraham Avinu. So the Yesh Me'ayin is necessary first, because, and that's the really yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Nisim and Mitzrayim and everything is because of Yesh Me'ayin, like the Rambam explains. So the Yesh Me'ayin is necessary, and that the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu arrived at that. Even though the Rambam in the Mora says you can't prove one way or the other, he says, but he does say, even in his mind, the das is nota to Yesh Me'ayin. And Avraham Avinu, who had the greatest knowledge, he knew Yesh Me'ayin 100%. So he knew Yesh Me'ayin without Nevuah. So the fact that he knew Yesh Me'ayin without Nevuah shows that he was in a different realm of of knowledge, a totally different realm of knowledge than the Chachmei Umos Olam. He reached a different, qualitatively higher level of Yediyah. That's one thing that we could say. different, higher level.
Menachem has a question.
Yes.
Menachem.
Once again, whenever he uses Noach deserved it. That's what the Ramban explains. Ish Sadek Tamim, he deserved it, and he was, and he didn't deserve any Einish Klal. But whenever the Torah uses, or many times when the Torah uses that a person deserves it vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't want to give the implication that in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes it to him. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chonein. The idea of it, that has to do with the Yedias Hashem. And that's why he uses the expression of chayin. Because the Yedias Hashem is everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is a chonein. It's not like a person, he could be just because he owes it to somebody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matnas chinam. It's always matnas chinam. But tzadik chonein v'nasa. That's the idea, yes. It says no. The seal of Kimatov is a chena. No. But you see, he was recognized by the Bnei Chais as a person that he was approachable. It's an amazing thing. You see that on the contrary, he was very much involved with the people. They respected him and they admired him and they looked up to him and the whole city. And he never removed himself. The one thing what I was saying before is that the idea that since he was involved in Laso Sedaka Mishpat in that realm, and since he taught in that realm of Yedias Hashem, he instructed people in that realm of Yedias Hashem, that's why he, in contradistinction to Noach, that's why he was included in the knowledge of the Mishpat Sedom, because he was friendly with Sedom. He was, you see, by the Melech's Dome in the war. So he was involved in instructing them. And because he was involved in their instruction, he had a right to have Yediyah as to their fate. You see, that's why he was on the level where he was involved, and therefore, being in that realm of knowledge and being practically involved, he was royally kones besod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machniso besod. But Noach, in contradistinction, wasn't into that realm of Yediyah, and therefore he was isolated from. He was Noach. If anybody was isolated, it was Noach that was isolated, because the reason was because just to go out and influence people, that has to do with the Rambam says. The Rambam mentions the Manu Vachem about Chaim Vaver. That Chaim Vaver influenced people, but only through Yediyah. They never tried to be charismatic. They never tried to just say things and just say that. That's why the Rambam explains that no one ever said, no Avraham Avinu, and nobody ever tried to influence people by saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. So that's that whole derech is not the derech HaTorah. So derech HaTorah is derech of Chachma. So they influence people through knowledge and through Yediyah. That was the whole method of the instruction. And Avraham Avinu's method of instruction was the same way. His method of instruction was the same way. Yes?
That's why the Torah never gives, so God never gives Noach the opportunity to
investigate the Mishpat. God doesn't say Noach. So you have to have a Yediyah in the area in order to influence the people, because it has to be through Chachma. But if you're not in that area, so then you can't do it. Just to try to be charismatic is not the Derech HaTorah. Derech HaTorah is Chachma. Yes?
You said that
you see, let me just explain one thing. You know, everybody wants to know why things transpire. I mean, why? I mean, like, for instance, Ramban says that according to the... If Noach weren't on his level, so that would be the end of the whole world. So they say, what would have happened if he weren't on that level? I mean, these kind of questions we can't answer. I mean, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something? Why Yonah ben Amittai was because of Nineveh? Was because Nineveh apparently was deserving of having a Navi Mazir. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dan people, but he also gives him a chance to do tshuva. So they were deserving, and that's why he wasn't. You can't say he was sent there for himself. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
What?
Yonah came after Yana came after Matan Torah and after Nevuah and after a level of Yedias Hashem that we have through Nevuah. So he was deficient in Midas Rachman. That's a different kind of a thing, different kind of situation. Can't equate the two. Yes. Of course. I mean, there's different levels of influence. I mean, different levels. The level of influence of Avram was based on his idea of God's stuck on Mishpat. It's a different, qualitatively different level of Limud. It's a different level of Limud. Of course, Nayach. So I said before, of course, Nayach wasn't a cold person that had no concern for other human beings. I mean, that's a Russia. And of course, he tried in his level, but he didn't have that level of idea that he would have access to those ideas that Avram had access to, and which he was Machanech Banov of Neveso. It's a different kind of a limud. Different kind of a limud. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Going back to Aaron's question.
Now, Aaron's question is, can a person attain a level of Yedias Hashem insofar as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done the world without Nevuah? Now that I'm thinking about it, I would say the answer is in the Ramban. In the Ramban and the Rambam, because the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, where in the Shaar Gmul, where he talks about that. That's what the Ramban says, and I mentioned many times that he says a person that just says God is just and he doesn't, and that's it, he just accepts it. He says that's a Moes B'Chachma. You have to pursue. A person has to have a desire to pursue and understand the Mishpat Hashem. But the Ramban, in his first thing, he says that you could see the ways of God from how he created man and how he set man up on this planet. And that's the Rambam and the Ramban. Both say the same thing. That you see that his real needs, God made readily available. Like air and water and basic needs. So you see right away, you could see from the Bria itself, you could see Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban says and quotes the Rambam. The Rambam said it first. But the Ramban says the exact same thing. That's the first level of an understanding of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So apparently, once the individual has the knowledge of the Yesh Me'ayin, then he could see in the design Chesed Hashem. And apparently that can be done even without Nevuah, because you don't need Nevuah for that. So there is a step that we could see. There is a step that we could see in the Bria, from the Bria itself. I mean, from the Bria itself. The Bria itself is the greatest the limud. I mean, it's for us, it's a limud. The Bria is a limud. It's a limud of Yedias Hashem. So from that alone, a person can have a certain level. That's why a lot of people, when they read that Rambam or the Ramban, they're not happy with his answer. Because he's, yeah, it's true, but that's in general. But what does it got to do with me? I mean, what's specific about me? But that is really because most people aren't on the level to be Chok of Adarish L'Shma. They're just Chok of Adarish because of themselves. But the Chok of Adarish L'Shma, you could see Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria itself, and everything there is a limud of Chesed Hashem. It's true, it's Hashgacha Klolius, but Hashgacha Klolius is Chesed Hashem just as much as Hashgacha Pratius. Hashgacha Klolius is also Chesed Hashem. So that's why the Rambam and the Ramban both have that limud. But that limud is prefaced on the idea of Yesh Me'ayin. It's the first thing you have to have is the idea of Yesh. That Avram Avinu had. So the answer to your question is yes. That definitely is so. How much further a person can go, that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to say. Okay. That you have to be in the level of enough.
The answer to you was basically all...